next one is to summarize the basic religious view of this world of the East. It could be rendered somewhat as follows. The ultimate truth, the ultimate mystery of life and being, is absolutely transcendent as far as definition is concerned. One cannot define the absolute. One cannot picture it. One cannot name it. Nevertheless, that which is absolute being and absolute mystery is one's own inner reality. One is that. The absolute is both transcendent and immanent. All that can be said about it is nothing. All that can be said points to it. Therefore, the symbols, the rites, the rituals, and the acts are involved in a world of human experience, but point past themselves to that transcendent, which is also immanent, which is to lead one to the realization of one's identity with that. Identity in one's essence. Consequently, the mere accident of the personality is quite secondary. Over here, there is a totally different idea that comes in about 2500 with the Semitic empires of Sargon and Hammurabi. The idea there is that God makes man, and God is not man, and man is not of the same substance as God. They are ontologically different. Consequently, all of the symbols have to do with relationship. The problem is man's relationship to God. As a duad, you don't get that in the Oriental system. The gods, just like man, are simply manifestations of the order. That order is there. It is the order of Dharma, or in China we could call it the Tao. In early Greece, it is called Moira, or Ananke. And in early Mesopotamia, it was called Me. This is the cosmic order of a mathematical sort for which no deity can initiate any change. The god is simply a functionary, and man is a functionary, and all are functionaries of that order. And the problem of becoming a responsible citizen is to learn this job perfectly. Well, let me give now as an illustration of the very formal attitude. I don't know how many of you know this material that I'm about to present. I just want to give the classic Indian social structure and say a few words about it, and the classic notion of the individual life and how it is to be developed. To commence this,